Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone.
Hello, everyone. This is Zaria, and my and of course my father Zora will be here as well. And
welcome
to the call. And
today is
July 30th, 2024. And we're ready to go. So, to start off, though, I'm going to go ahead and read a passage from one of Diane Robbins' books. And this is called Messages from the Crystal Kingdom. And, of course, Diane Robbins' website is www.DiannesRobbins.com. And what I'm going to read is Love Energy from Divine Source. Let love swirl in your heart. Keep your mind free to be in the movement, in the moment, and to feel the divine bliss that is being generated to you and from you. When you feel these currents of blissful energy, keep them moving within you and focus on them to increase them and keep them pulsing. This is the love energy from the divine source, penetrating your being and lifting you into your presence. It is the lifting you are feeling with each pulse in your heart. This is where your consciousness needs to be, and all else will come to you. The pulsing and blissful feeling will bring all you desire to you. It is all in the feeling. You can feel it now. As you are feeling it with you, just hold it. Let it roll through you. Let it cascade up and down your body until you are one with the one. Hold us when you need strength and courage. We will give you ours. We will send you our light rays. We bathe you in our love rays. You are strength and faith combined. Be it now. We adore you, the Crystal People. That's the message from the Crystal Kingdom to the surface dwellers. So, okay. Let's see here. I'm going to bring Jane on here. Jane, are you there? Yeah, but you're not on this computer. So I have to hit the headphones, right?
Why don't you just go forward with your call?
Oh, wait a minute. That's me. I got to bring you in now.
Well, first of all, you didn't have to
unmute. There you go. There you are. Okay. You can talk now.
Can you hear me now?
Of course I hear you.
Okay. Very good.
Yes, I do hear you very well. Do you have any announcements you want to give the people?
Well, probably a couple of updates, and one is that for this coming Thursday, we do have our Warriors private group, and that begins at 5 o'clock Pacific time. And it is for the Warriors private group, and all of you who are a part of it will be receiving your notification from Robin as to the Zoom call and information. So, and we look forward to seeing everybody then. That is really all that I have for today.
Okay, cool. All right.
How about your father?
Yeah, I could bring him through. Beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day? I know you are all quite getting ready for your blessing to occur, which is definitely on its way, of course. Anyway, Jane, do you have any questions you would like me to answer?
You're asking me, Zora?
I'm asking you, of course.
Well, this is not my call. This is yours and Zaria's call. And,
yes, but you always have questions.
I do, but sometimes... Okay, well, a couple of things that we've just recently heard, and one of them is from another genius individual who has come out now and says that all of our math is wrong, and it's one times one does not equal one, right? But that's how we see it. It's perceived. But when you say two
yes,
times
that's
two,
how it's perceived.
It's four. That's right. So there's something that went wrong. So why would one times one equal one, right?
Correct.
Why shouldn't it be two? Yes. So this individual, guys, his name is Terrence Howard. If you haven't heard him yet, explain this phenomena that now that he has come out to clear the math issues out, and in also it's in regards to the light. So the light actually it doesn't come from way out from the center and comes this way. The way it moves towards us is very different than what we have been taught. But of course, hey, you know, we're pretty used to all of the lies anyways. Oh, the earth is not hollow. Oh, we don't have hollow earth. We don't have, there are no beings inside where there's molten core, where there's lava, et cetera. And then again, you know, the other lies said, what are UFOs? Are there big balloons, you know, and on and on and on. So it's really interesting that everything is coming to the fore. In terms of the truth that's all coming out at once. It's amazing. The amazing technologies that are coming out as well is amazing. Even when you think about the celestial chambers, you call them medveds or whatever, it's just amazing. So why didn't we have this a long time ago, right? We should have, but we didn't. And according to so many people, according to the ones that are awake, we really are shifting. So my question for you, Zora, is, and I know, if we don't ask the question, then, of course, how can you answer the question, right, if we don't ask the right question? Like, we should have all said that one times one does not equal one, except that we only know that because that's what we've been taught, and it's not true. You guys have to listen to Terrence Howard. He's an actor, but now the genius is in him is coming out to tell the truth also in regards to the map. Anyway, and the cosmos, so we won't go there today. So my question for you, Zora, is really in regards to how come we aren't farther along than we should be? I mean, so, you know, is it because of the cabal, or is it that the people that are not awakened are not waking up sooner or faster, or what is really getting in the way of things really moving forward? And I'm sorry to bring up this up, but I guess it's all about the RV, really, and all of the things that we need to do for the planet. But however, how are we going to do that? We don't have the funds, and then people are suffering terribly right now. So if you can give us an explanation of why things are the way they are, that would be really great. Thank you. Thank you, Zora. And we love you. And thank you for being here for all of us.
Indeed. Understand, the reason things are the way they are is because the powers that want to be want you there. They want you in confusion. They want you to be what you call unbalanced. Because if you're unbalanced, you're easier to manage. So in reality, you don't want that. You want to be in balance. You want to be what you call focused properly. And of course, you also want to be focused on harmony at all times as well. That's the theme to our call today, is to be how to become in harmony all the time, 24/7. Understand, everyone can be in harmony if they put their mind to it. And I tell you how to do that. First, you need to stop using your, what you call, computers, your iPhones or your Samsungs or whatever they are. Get away from that. Go back to the basics. By going back to the basics, I mean doing away with your technology, not doing away with it, just don't use it when you want to go into the state of harmony. Because these devices take you out of harmony and put you in chaos and confusion. So if you're not using them and you're being one with nature, one with all life, that is the key right there. Once you become one with all things, then your iPhones or your iPads or your computers will become less interesting to you because you're in total harmony. By being in total harmony, harmony with all living things, that's the key. To be in harmony all the time, the only way to do it is to stop using your technology, as you term it, your telephone, your iPhones, your computers, and iPads and all of that, and just be within yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes,
Quasar.
It does, Zora. Thank you. Yes,
thank you.
I'm here.
Yes, it does. So that's how you stay in harmony 24/7. But of course, people of today cannot be without their iPhones and texting and all of this. If they were, they would be in a state of harmonious nature, complete harmonious nature. But you're so caught up in so-called higher education and what you call technology, but you're blinded to the reality of what harmony is. Does that make sense?
Are you waiting for the audience to say something, Zora?
I am, but I also want to hear it from you.
Okay. Well, I think that
is your take? What is your take on what I just said to you?
I got to tell everybody. So today is actually the first day that Zoraya and Zora are taking over the board. And I know everybody's going to be raving about this. They said they don't need me, right? And that's okay. It's all about learning the technology that is necessary sometimes to be able to communicate with others.
Stop saying we don't need you.
No, okay, Zora. I don't mean that negatively. I just think that it does as well. Is that it also provides, you know, talking about balance, some balance in life, you know, for those that are so ingrained in their technologies, whether it's playing games or whether it's on their phone all the time, you remove ourselves out of balance and out of harmony. I think that so pulling back, especially now during these times of a lot of confusion still, a lot of challenges that are coming on at us, you know, surprises coming from the left field, and you didn't even see coming. And that appears, and that seems to be for many people, you know, whether it's someone who has already ascended again or somebody who, not again, but who has ascended and you never suspected that, or someone who's become ill and gotten the big C and never, came out of nowhere as well. So we are very, very faced with much challenges. So I think one of the key things in terms of that, and Zora is absolutely correct, is how do you keep yourself in balance and in harmony, just like they are in the inner and hollow earth. So that is our biggest, you know, how do we transcend that, right? And Zora said it, you know, just to take the time and say, all right, I'm not going to answer any phones. I'm not going to go and watch TV. I'm not going to go play games. I'm not going to go doing all the things that just continue to distract oneself from going within. So going within is very, very key to becoming more not only enlightened, but more in harmony and peace. So harmony and peace kind of go together. But I'm tagging on to that, Zora. So when people are in perfect harmony 24/7, you know, that's, you're almost talking about a full awakening. Because when you're fully awakened, everything is absolutely in joy and in harmony, right?
That is correct.
Right. Okay. So when people say, well, I want to be awakened, I've done my practices, I've tried to open up my third eye, it's not about that, because people's awakening, and you can just tell me the truth, Zora, the personal awakening is personal. It's when it comes, it comes. There isn't no pushing it or trying to say, I've got to do this in order to do that, and go through the various steps of trying to figure out what I need to do. And it isn't about that. It's about going in. That's how it happens. And then it's also about the surrender, the surrendering of whatever it is that you haven't let go of to bring you that peace and harmony, which is really, you know, part of the awakening process. And then people also say, well, you know what, how come some people can talk to the ETs and et cetera, et cetera? That doesn't necessarily mean full awakening either, just because you have that gift where you can do that, right? And a lot of people can. A lot of people can heal better than than myself or whatever, just because it's their gift. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're fully awakened either. So the full awakening, as Zora has been explaining already, is really full joy and peace and harmony. So when we practice that and letting go of what no longer is meaningful or important, then you will flow. You will flow into that awakening stage. So we're all working on that, right? Because the CD is really is very difficult. But yeah, that's all I have to say, Zora, for me. But thank you for asking that question. I appreciate that.
Of course.
So
So I'm going to. I am.
Okay.
So I shall bring the first person on here. 719, ending in 0341.
Hello,
you're
Sarah.
On the air.
This is Lorraine from Monument, Colorado. My question
Hello, Lorraine.
Is about,
how be you this wondrous day?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'd be wonderful.
I can tell you are. I can tell a wonderful sound in your voice. And that's
Indeed.
Billy's voice. Billy has a wonderful voice.
Of course he does.
I have been hearing about the solar flares, and I understand that they're to continue through the summer. And
hold it right there. Hold it right there.
Okay, I will.
Solar flares are an illusion.
Oh.
Understand? I'm giving you education here. Solar flares are an illusion. They're not real.
Okay.
When you people tell you that your solar flares are causing disruptions in communications and things of this nature, that is a lie.
Okay.
It is your government that is causing the disruptions in communications. But they're using what you call the ploy of saying it is the sun doing this. It is not the sun doing this.
Okay. So the government.
Solar flares are an illusion. They're like a hologram.
Okay.
See, when you look at the sun and you in pictures and you see these solar flares shooting off of the surface, that is a hologram that the people of the sun have put around their planet because they don't want you there.
Oh,
because you have a very low density, and until you reach their density, you're not welcome there. So they have put a hologram around their planet. The planet is called Helios. It is not the sun. The sun is not a star. The sun is a planet.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So I've been told that the hot heat flashes or hot flashes many people are having were resulting from the flares, but it must be something else. Then.
No, it has to do with what your governments have been putting up into the atmosphere all these years.
Okay.
And
okay.
Things of that, technology up into the atmosphere. That's what is causing all the disruptions. It's not the sun. Just like the sun does not give you skin cancer either. The sun is not hot. The sun you can walk upon. You can walk upon the sun. Just as you are walking on the earth.
So
the heat you feel coming from the sun, the heat you feel coming from the sun is the light coming from the sun hitting the layers of the atmosphere on planet Earth, sometimes hotter in some areas and lesser in others. But it is the light that is coming through the what you call your atmospheres, your filterization of the atmospheres. It's what's in the centrifugal force of the planet. That is what's causing the heat you feel. It is not the sun. The sun would be, if you want to go get technical, the sun is cold fusion. So it is not hot.
Okay, so why is our government doing this?
Because keeps you out of balance.
Okay, yes,
keeps you out of balance.
Okay.
It keeps you out of focus. It keeps you in a state of being, to be able to be controlled easier by the government.
Okay, That's yes, I'm sure that's true. Okay, all right. Well, thank you. That's very interesting. So
you have learned?
Thank you. Say that again.
You have learned?
Oh, I have learned. Yes, thank you. I'm glad
now you,
that...
Now you know the reality of it.
Yes. Is our government going to get better in a few months? Will our government stop doing this?
Yes, they will. With the help of the Galactics, they'll have to. The next caller is 470, ending in 2988.
It's me, Viv. Can you hear me, Zara, okay?
Hello, Viv. How are you?
I am wonderful, Zara. That's my new word for me and my well-being. Wonderful. And
you should be wonderful, you should be in joy, and you should be in harmony.
I am, Zara. And you know what? What you just mentioned, I've been doing inadvertently. I started turning off my phone at first to save the battery. But I noticed
yes.
that I was getting more peace, and I could hear and I can feel the universe and what instructions I'm getting for what I'm asking for. And everything that I ask for, Zora, comes. It comes.
Of course.
Okay?
Of course.
It comes. So
once you get away from the so-called technology and the so-called distractions away from that, your mind begins to work better.
Yes. Your whole body.
Yes.
Your whole body.
Your whole body begins to work better.
I have to pass through a park, and it has fountains in it, and it's a beautiful park, and I spend time in it twice, coming and going.
Yes.
But everybody wants to know, I started turning my phone on the airplane mode, which turns the phone off, basically, okay, and that's what started it. So turning that phone off, it works. It works wonders, Zora. Thank you for mentioning that.
Of course.
And you guys, it works. It totally works. And I'm at peace.
Of course.
And having a wonderful day, 24/7. 24/7.
Very, very
okay.
good. But the part that is not good. It's still good, but you can't now this in the day and age you can't do without communications.
I turn it on when I'm communicating with someone and looking for a message or something. I turn it on just for that,
yes.
and I turn it back off. I turn it back
Very
off.
Very good. That's
yes.
the right way to do it. You communicate with people. Afterwards, you turn off your phone again. That allows your mind to be, your heart mind, to be functioning the way it should.
And connecting with the universe.
Indeed.
Yes. Well, I do have a quick question.
So I
love the animals. I love the pets, and I communicate with them as I'm circulating around the city in the park.
Yes.
The thought occurred to me today to ask you, when we enter back into 5D, will our pets reunite with us that we had over our lifetime? You know, some of us had our pets for like 15 years or so. Will we reunite with them in 5D?
That is doubtful. I would say you
really?
more than likely you will have new pets. No, your other
pets
will have moved on to a higher plane of existence.
Really? What plane?
A higher plane. Higher plane than what they are.
Oh, okay.
It's not necessary for you to have your pets in fifth density.
Just see them again. Will we ever see them again, meet up with them?
Oh, you might see them, but like I said, they'll be busy doing other things because they have ascended to a higher plane of existence, which means they are no longer your pet form. They're a different form.
Okay. That's understandable because I know, for example, dog is God spelled backwards, so they are just an awesome pet. Okay, that's
my question. Of course they are.
Thank you so much, Zora. Thank you. I love you.
All right, you have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day, and I will put you back on.
Okay, give Soraya my love.
I'll put you back on mute. Yeah. Next caller would be 505 ending in, oops, what happened to that? It disappeared. Oh, there it is. No. 505 ending in 0316. Is that right? Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Bill from Oklahoma.
Hello. How are you, Bill?
I am good. I was wanting to know if galactic disclosure is still being planned for the end of this year.
It's being planned before the end of this year.
Oh, really? That's even better.
Of course.
What will we see when this happens? Do you have any idea what we might actually see in the sky?
Well, you will see in the sky. Well, first off, when the galactic disclosure occurs, you will see the image of Sananda, what you term Yeshua, on your TVs, on your computers, on your iPads, on what is termed the clouds in the sky. There will be an image of his face.
Wow.
And he'll be announcing the galactic disclosure.
So will that be an announcement on like our TVs or radios or coming from
the
sky?
Yes, of course. It will be coming from everywhere.
Okay.
Coming from the sky, coming from the your computers, coming from your TV, all forms of communications, your telephone, everything. You'll be getting it wherever you are. For those that are out in the wilderness, such as the Aborigines in Australia, they will see the image of Yeshua in the cloud above them.
Okay, so no one can miss it.
All eyes will see it and hear it.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you very much.
Indeed. And you have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day.
Okay, thank you.
Next caller, 540-2988. You're on the air.
That's me again, Zora. Viv.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I put you back on. Next caller is 5640. Hello? Are you there? Five, 640. Are you there? I guess not. The next one would be. A moment.
Dora? Okay, there you are. Can you hear me, Dora? I don't think I can hear you, Dora. Oh, here. Let me see where you are.
If you punch the number on your other phone, would that go, you think?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've got another phone there, right?
Yes, I'm listening to the thing on the same phone system you are.
Okay, so if you punch that other, that means we were on two different phone systems. Is that right?
No.
Okay, so we are still on, Dora. You call this person already? Or this one?
Yeah, I called all the roads.
You have?
Down here.
Okay, now there are no more questions. Unless they put
their hand up. I have a question for you. What is your question?
Okay.
But I don't think it's me.
Hey, anyone there, could you just either text me, this is Jane, or Zora, just text me at 719-428-9746. We just need to know that we are still on. Patricia, thank you so much. Okay, you're still on, Zora. Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, Zora, we're still on. I have a question for you, Zora. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, everyone. All right. So a couple of questions have come up, Zora. And, of course, you know we heard you already. So could you tell us a little bit about the incident that happened with Trump? Now you can hear me, but you can't hear Zora. Zora, are you muted? No, we can't hear you, Zora. Unmute yourself, please, on your phone.
Sorry.
Hello?
Hello? All right.
You've been missing, Zora.
I see four hands up.
Uh-oh, yeah, so this is all about technology. You're getting used to it. Okay, very good. Go ahead, and these are new people, correct?
I don't know. you come and tell me.
That's the reason for the pad of paper, so you could jot them down and then cross them off as you complete the call. So this is Zora and Zoraya's first call on their own. All right. So anyways, before we go there, Zora, maybe you could just answer a couple of questions I think that some people would like to know about. And that is well, first of all, we want to just please let us know the truth about what happened with Trump, you know, when he had that near fatal accident, you know, with a bullet coming and then it just singed his ear. Somebody says that that was just a double, and then somebody said it was all played out. So tell us really what happened with Trump on that day.
You want the reality of it?
Yeah, we want the truth of it, or not what we hear these days.
I will tell you that the assassin was hired by individuals that were supporting Biden.
Did they catch them?
Oh, yes, they caught them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there was a lot of hullabaloo in regards to that, that it wasn't even Trump, and from what we've been hearing, some people have said
that. Oh, that was Trump.
It was just a body double. Pardon? It was Trump.
No,
okay.
That was Trump.
Okay. All right. So that was initiated by the dark side.
The Biden administration.
Okay. Okay. All right. So talking about Trump and Biden at this time. And I know we shouldn't really be talking about politics, but we live right now it kind of in the midst of what is happening with our government. So is Biden, this is not, we already know from way back when, you know, for a few years already that the real Biden is actually gone, and this is just another actor, right?
An actor.
Yes. Okay. So, all right. So there, and then we had a lot of, I guess it was the military that went in over there to D.C. to clean D.C. out. So, one, what's going on with the Democrats and Biden, and what happened over there at the Washington D.C. when the military went there to try to clean things up? What were they cleaning up? I guess is my question. And what about Biden now and Trump?
Well, Biden has stepped down from the race publicly.
Right.
So that
is
no thing anymore.
Okay.
And
Kamala?
Of course, Kamala. Well,
Kamala.
She is. Well, besides being black, she's also of a Native American origin as well. But, however, she's not, she also a Democrat, I think you term it.
Yes.
But there's also another that is in the wings, if you will. Another one that has not been mentioned and will not be mentioned until this time. Another Native American woman who is a bipartisan. And and she's being prepped for the presidency of the republic.
Oh, the republic, because of the republic. So what about Trump then?
Well, Trump is also assisting her to getting ready for it.
Wow. So what is Trump's role then? So are we going to have an election or not?
He will be an interim president until the woman is fully educated and where she can take over. But for the time being, Trump will be there as an interim president. And then after that, she will step in and take over.
Okay. Remember when they had the fraudulent voting and the results were all fraudulent? You know, when the last election? Right. So in that case, that means that Trump is really still president, right? When is that coming out?
Well, it will come out at the election in November.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are still going to have an election in November.
Of course you are.
Oh, we are. Oh, okay. All right. Even though most of the states already are all pro-Trump anyways. And in regards to Trump, going back to Trump, we thought that Trump was being protected by the Galactics. Why wasn't he completely protected then at his, you know, with the attempted assassination?
According to the galactic Ashtar, it sort of slipped through the crack. they turned their head and it happened.
Same thing with Trump. They couldn't have turned his head when it happened. All right. Okay. Well, anyway, we won't go there. So that was one is in regard to the politics. Now, of course, we're waiting here.
Let's get away from politics now.
Okay. We're going to get away from politics. We're going to move into the area of abundance and the RV. Now, I know that
all right.
It's Nye. We know all of that. So
of course.
It was Nye supposedly May, June, July. So is there confirmation at all from above, like source, that is actually going to happen in August? Because August is here in 2 days.
It will happen in August. Exact time,
okay,
I cannot say.
Okay, well, that's okay. The reason I bring that up, because rumor has it already all over the Internet, et cetera, that think people are being told that it's not going to happen until, you know, months later. You know, I mean, people, my goodness, it's
understand
unbelievable.
Whales. There are many whales that have already been exchanged. But as we have stated before, they're under an NDA and cannot talk of it. So why would it be months down the road when they have already received their funding?
Okay. All right. All right, so that sounds like a good idea. Now, do you have anybody else who's raised their hands for?
Well, there are four. There's three. There are three peoples. I don't know if they're new or not, but
okay.
One is 179-0341. I believe that was already they've already talked.
Okay. All right.
540 4491. I'm not sure if they talked already. We shall find out.
Okay. All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Wanda. Hi, Dora. This is Wanda from Bedford, Virginia.
Well, hello there.
Hello. Hey, Dora. I'm wondering about the Arcturian pulse, when it's going to happen, and will it heal people in varying degrees, or will all people be healed?
I would say people who have had what is called a severed limb will be restored. And the ones that have what you call malformation will be corrected.
Yeah.
So that is what I can say about that.
Can you say when it's going to happen?
What?
Can you say when it's going to happen? I hear that it's going to be after the EBS.
It will be after the Galactic Federation has announced themselves.
Okay. So that's before December, like you said, right?
Before the end of the year. if all goes according to divine plan.
That's great. So the people that have like all this pain, ailment, back issues, feet problems, and all that, will they be healed with this pulse?
They will need to go into what is called the healing chambers.
Healing chambers. Well, I will provide that for them then. Gladly.
Indeed.
I'm one of them. Okay, thank you so much, Zora. I love you so much, Zora.
You are most welcome. Have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Uh, 719 ending in 0341. Have you talked already?
I'm Lorraine. You talked to me earlier.
All right, so I'll put you back on mute.
Okay.
Yes. I do not know. We shall see. I do not see any more hands up.
Okay. I think we covered everything, right?
Well, there are two hands, but one of them we already talked with.
And you did this one already? Oh, no.
That might be a new one there. It just popped up.
Okay.
702 ending in 2876. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
And who are we talking with?
My name is Lucy, and I want to thank you very much. I'm calling from Nevada.
You are calling from Nevada?
Yes.
All right.
I want to thank Jane and you, and I absolutely admire and adore you. It's coming.
Well, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. I mean, more than deserving. You're kind of like, you know, the rock.
Because the rock?
Living the rock that I step on, because living in duality.
The rock you step on?
Yeah, the rock. A rock.
How can we help you?
Well, I just wanted to express that I love you. That's it. I mean, if you can pray for me, that would be wonderful.
I love all peoples, no matter their race, creed, or color.
Can you pray for me?
All right. For what reason? What do you need?
For my entire soul. For me, just the whole person.
For your what?
For the whole person, I guess. Inside and out and every
do you need,
part
are you,
of my
are
body.
You needing a healing?
Probably.
I said, are you needing a healing?
Yes. Okay.
All right. What do you need in the healing for?
From my mind, my mind
from
is
your mind.
The one that creates all my problems, you know? Yeah.
No, your mind does not create the problem. The problem is created from your knowingness.
Right. You see, this is what I love about you. You have an answer that feels like it touched my heart.
Uh-huh. You know, so you say your heart is an issue?
No. Well, probably. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I really don't. I'm trying to get fit in my own skin because, you know, it's like a new suit. And I don't fit in correctly yet. Yes.
Ah.
I don't know if it makes sense.
Thank you.
All right. So I can tell you to take 3 deep breaths.
Okay.
After you take 3 deep breaths, begin breathing normally. You have just received a renewed heart and renewed lungs.
Thank you.
So you should have no more issues with your heart. Indeed. So you have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day.
Thank you so much. I love you. Take care. Good night.
Indeed. Eight, 817, ending in 1564. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Fernando in Texas.
Hello.
Hello, Zora. Yeah,
and how be you this day?
Good. Yeah, when we be able to time travel, are we allowed to change events in the past or not?
No. Absolutely not. Because that would have an effect on the present.
But didn't some of the galactics do it already, like Rendlesham Forest, Anshar, and all these other people?
No, they were strict, very strictly observed that they would cause no difficulty in their time travel.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Is that all?
Yeah.
All right. Six, 623, ending in 6317. You are on the air.
Hi, this is Denise from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello, Denise. How are you?
Hi, Laura. I'm good. How are you?
I'd be wonderful.
Great. I was basically calling to get a healing pulse. I have my headband on for having peace and tranquility during the exchange that we're coming that's coming upon us.
Indeed. So you can do this yourself. You know that, yes?
Yes, and I was basically maybe asking for maybe general for everyone, not just for myself.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive.
From the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
I receive.
I receive. And I have peace, love, and joy, and harmony in my heart through an exchange process.
Very good. That is very good.
Thank you, Zora. I thank you and for all that you do for us.
Indeed. Next call is 585-9185. You're on the air.
Hi, Zora. This is Joanna from New York.
Hello, Joanna. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm the first time taking a call or operating a call. So I'm doing well.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Okay. So I had a dream about Hollow Earth a few nights back, and I was wondering if I could ask you about the dream and hear what you have to say about it.
Tell me about it.
Okay. Let's see. I had a dream last night that I was in Hollow Earth and I was visiting Zareya, who is Zora's daughter. She was inside of a huge mountain. Zareya gave a signal of safety to the elementals by whistling. A garden tree, it was like a treehouse that came down from the ceiling that was full of fairies and gnomes, elves, wee sprites, leprechauns, and they lowered down from the ceiling, suspended by plant vines. It was evening and supper time. Then, later, Zareya was wearing a silver Christmas royal robe made out of white stars. She was handing out Christmas gifts to people of Hollow Earth, given a silvery, sparkly Christmas tree brooch, and she offered me a small sword letter opener. The first scene is of Zareya coming out of this huge mountain to greet me and others. She led us inside the mountain where she lived that leads to Hollow Earth. I knew this place was my true home. There were interior staircases with many steps, stairs, ambient lamps, and large cavernous rooms with colorful atriums. There was an administrative balcony area that was run by seasoned fairy leaders.
Indeed.
Last paragraph. Yeah.
Well, that was quite a dream.
There's a little bit more.
But Zareya does not live in a mountain.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Zareya in Hollow Earth lives in a crystal dwelling.
Okay.
A
Is
round
that the
home.
Crystal Kingdom? Okay, okay. Every once in a while, I see a crystal city in my third eye. It's like a white crystal city, and it's glowing. Would that
Indeed.
Be from Hollow Earth? Okay.
Well, that might be also from Inner Earth as well. You may be looking at the Shambhala.
Ooh, okay. Does this mean that I'm aware of these things, or does this mean that I actually travel to these places with my astral body?
You could have traveled in your astral form.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Zora. Thank you so much.
Indeed. You have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day.
You do too. Thank you.
The final one is 403-6637. You're on the air with me.
Hi, Zora Stanley from Canada.
Hello, Stanley Dingman. How be you?
I'm doing terrific. I would just like to second the two callers ago, the lady referred to you as her rock, and I would just like to add to that. I just want to say, express my admiration for what you have done for humanity for the last 15, 20 years, however long it's been. The stability and the love and the support and the encouragement, to help get us through this transition from 3D to the 5D. And also for all the folks out there listening, I had the honor of meeting Jane and Billy and Zora in person about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just share with all the listeners, I got to see them in action in person, and it was just a tremendous amount of love. And I called Jane the master coordinator because she was she did a magnificent job at it then as she does now.
Indeed.
And just to follow up on Wanda's call, about replacing limbs with that Arcturian. Several years ago, I had a chain came and hit me in the, and it took out a lot of my teeth, and I haven't wanted to really go to the dentist. So some of this technology will have the means to regrow or repair teeth.
Of course.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
So I'll wait a while longer because I'd much rather that than, going to the dentist.
Indeed.
But on the RV, the last update I got from Mr. S was that Iraqi, the dinar, had reached agreement with the U.S. Treasury, and all they have to do right now is just cross the T's and dot the I's, and then they would be completed with the BRICS agreement, and that there was a back wall of August the 16th for that to happen. Now that has to happen. That has to happen before redemptions can take place. So it could be tomorrow. It could be the next day. But they have put a back wall of August the 16th. So I don't know if you can elaborate or expand on that.
It will happen. It will happen well before that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's what Mr. S said. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, but they had a back wall of August 16th, so that's not that far away either.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, that's my two cents. Love you, and thank you, and Billy and Jane, for all of your devotion, dedication for all of humanity.
You're welcome. The last caller is 650-1653. You're on the air with me.
Hi, Zora. This is Ron in California. How you doing?
Ron in California.
And how
are
you doing
this day?
Still learning.
I'd be wonderful.
Okay. I wanted to know about August 8th. Is that a special day? Can you speak on that, August 8th?
Just another day.
It's just another day. Oh, just because it's 888, like in the numerology.
Yeah, it's just another day in August.
Okay. All righty. That was it. That was basically it. I thought it might be a special day because of the eighth day, the eighth month, and the eighth year. That shows no significance.
Well, many people on those special days, they do what is termed is they like to go and try their luck at the lotto, a lottery. So maybe you might want to try that.
All right. Okay, that was pretty much it. And we're looking in August for our exchange. Is that correct?
Indeed.
All right.
So have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day.
All right. Thank you so much.
Excuse me, Zora.
I think we are done.
Well, I would like to maybe discuss with you what is going to happen, because we've been waiting so long for, you know, our blessings. And it is coming upon us very quickly at any time. And just a reminder for everyone, please be prepared for what is coming next and our responsibilities to our families and community and our world. So, again, if you received, understand one thing in regards to abundance. When you know for sure that you're going to get millions of dollars. It's a time to rejoice and celebrate, but it's also the time to just pull back and relax.
Indeed.
And then if you already have your plans put together, you will know exactly the next steps to take. So it is about healing the world, ourselves, etc.
It's all about healing.
Exactly. So it is about being calm and balanced, and the gal that had spoken to earlier, you know, when you know that you can't go, you got to make sure that you cannot it's not about getting the lotto. It's not about whatever. It's for a special purpose that was given to us as we decided to come here for this particular existence. And in so talking about all of our different responsibilities, one of the things that I would like to express to everyone is Zorea and Zora and myself will stop doing our calls temporarily so that we can also begin to kind of relax and regroup for what is next in terms of the evolution and in terms of the healing of our planet, of Terra Crista. So we will make an announcement when that time comes, just so you know that all this preparation over the many years already is that you are the gods and goddesses to be able to move forward with much confidence and leadership under your belt to help so many people from wherever you are.
Indeed.
You may want to say
Absolutely.
Some more, Zora, before we end our call.
As I had just said before, remember, you are more than your essence. You are more than your being. You know this because you have been shown that you are. Never doubt your sovereignty. Never doubt your royalship. You are all gods and goddesses. And if you would like to give what is called a love gift to Zoraya and Quasar, be sure and do so by sending your, what you call your love gifts, to telosgirl@yahoo.com. That would be telosgirl@yahoo.com. And state in there that you're going to send to friends and family. And that way, there are no fees taken out on you or them. That is all.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. I appreciate that. We'll see all of you who are part of the Warriors group on Thursday. And we do have a special guest there. And so we shall see you then. And if everything happens before then, well, hey, it's time to celebrate. Okay, we love you all. Thank you all so much for all of your wonderful support. We love each and every one of you, and time is very, very nigh. Okay, thank you, Stan, for what you've also said in regards to the deliverance of love, joy, and harmony through Zoraya and Zora. And I try a little. Okay. Lots of love to everyone. Bye-bye.
Indeed.
Okay, I think you're done.
Were we supposed to record this?
It's already recorded for us.
Automatically?
On your phone, Sarah?